on subpoenas for special counsel Mueller's full report on Russian election meddling.
Last week, Attorney General Bill Barr told Congress he would release the Mueller report with some material redacted by mid-April, if not sooner. Barr has released a four-page letter summarizing principal conclusions.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
Brad Donald joining us shortly. Check this out. It's new.
It's the Easter version of Elf on the Shelf. Just to trick little kids to behave themselves. If you need to control your nasty little twerp, then you better go get a peep on the perch. That yellow chicken watching works for the Easter Bunny. Shape up, forget no candy. It's a marshmallow spy, gotta move it every night. Bedtime, you better go to sleep. Getting spied on by a peep. Finish your veggies when you eat. Getting spied on by a peep. Don't be a naughty little creep. Getting spied on by a peep. Walk in, you better wipe your feet. Getting spied on by a peep.
Didn't get pranked today on April Fool's Day, but actually we did this morning. I forgot all about this. We have TV monitors on in the studio because we do the bit with CBS 8 and ABC 32. And sometime after 7 o'clock, we were in a break and we were looking up at the screen and they were announcing this new sandwich from McDonald's, the McPickle.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful rendering of a triple stack burger, but it had like 80 pickles on it. I said, they got to be kidding. They're really going to do this? I mean, I like... Part of the reason McDonald's has been so successful is they know exactly how many pickles to put in a burger. Who wants... You may as well just buy a jar and chug-a-lug. We all fell for it. All of us. We talked about it on the air as if it was a fact. And then... A few minutes later, we see the April Fool come up on the screen. God, Emily felt so dumb. Poor Emily.
Don't put it all on Emily.
She reminded me of it. No, we all... Now, think about that. Now, that's a clever April Fool gag. Because nobody gets hurt.
See, but, I wish I'd been here. I would have said that's obviously a prank.
Now, I'm about to... I will not mention any names, but people that... Let's see. A little more than this. The stuff I've gotten.
Yeah.
I'll show you this one. You're old enough to see this, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's a couple going around today of very sultry, attractive women who look like they're about to... remove something.
Yeah.
And show you something.
Here, let me go over to the other monitor.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea so you can see what I'm talking about. See that one there? And I just sent that back to one of the sendees.
Oh, my.
But don't mention a name, but look who sent me the first one.
Yeah. That's par for the course for him.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He sends me that stuff, too.
That's not ill-intended, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, I like it.
And I'm sorry, hate to be a sexist, but a beautiful woman who's about to drop... What am I supposed to do? Cover my eyes? Look the other way in horror? At this... what do you call it? Misogynistic? No, I'm wired that way. A lot of us are. We're going to look. If you're going to show us something, we're going to look. That's another thing. There's a video going around... Somehow, I don't know if I found this through David Buckman's, but a video going around of a really amazing blonde. And she's in her kitchen, and she does this golf shot that's really clever. I don't
like
know.
She has a pitching wedge or something?
In the kitchen. I really didn't watch it. But her, I said, I'm sorry, but the golf shot is not the most amazing thing in this picture. Firestorm, sexist, misogynist. No.
What?
I just like...
No, she's a firestorm? She's fireworks on the 4th?
No, the
she is a forest
the social
fire.
Justice warriors on Facebook, stupid bastards. Adam.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Yeah.
Feeling a little sexist.
Yeah, sexist and misogynistic at the moment.
Yeah, who isn't? This is going back to a few minutes ago. You were talking about movies based on true events.
Yes.
And I suggest, I don't know if you guys have Netflix or not, but if you do, please write this down. The Highwaymen.
Yes!
I watched that last night, and I'm a big fan of Woody Harrelson, period. I mean, it was really good. I mean, I've never thought about that side of the story of Bonnie and Clyde.
I read a review of that on Daily Caller over the weekend, and I made it a note to watch it. But yes, it looks awesome. These are the guys that hunted down Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes, Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson play great characters.
Glad to see they're both playing age-appropriate characters, too.
Yes.
instead of trying to pretend they're still, you know, in Hunkville, they're doing things that are right for their age. Did you ever see the original Bonnie and Clyde?
No, sir. I'm 23 years old. So.
I'm flattered that you're 23 and you listen to an old fart like me. Thank you.
I knew it.
The original Bonnie and Clyde was Hollywood's effort to make Bonnie and Clyde appear to be sympathetic folk heroes with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. And I'll never forget, I took this girl. It was a long time ago. We had to take the bus to go to the movie theater because I was too young to drive. So we see this movie, and it was very entertaining. But at the end, we're walking out, and she says, I feel so sorry for them. And I said, what are you talking about? They murdered people. They robbed banks. They killed without remorse. And they got what they deserved. What are you talking about? I feel sorry for them. So they may have overdone it and hit them with 100 bullets. So what?
Yeah, The Highwaymen really portrays the evil, like pure evil side of them. But also, like, it doesn't really, I mean, no spoilers or anything, but like it shows some real-time footage at the very end.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite disturbing, to be honest. Like the mass hysteria of the crowd who like held them in high regard.
Yeah, and, no, at their funerals, people stood
20,000 people attended Bonnie Parker's funeral.
To look at her corpus. Yeah.
And back in the 30s, that was...
Well, there wasn't a lot to do you could do for free, too. 30s.
Yes. But anyways...
But thank you for that reminder.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, to be honest, I'm an action movie hero guy. And I love, you know, thrillers and, like, cops and robbers and, you know, justice movies.
Mm-hmm.
But... Halfway, it's a very long movie. It's like a good 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, ended up watching it with my mother. We were on vacation. And I just looked at her and said, I just wish you'd get to the shootout already. There's a lot of just driving in the car scenes. Right. But, I mean, it really is necessary. Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner do a great job.
Adam, thank you for being 23 and listening.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate that. That's a great compliment.
I get a lot of my political news from you guys. I mean, I really, YouTube and you guys are all I can count on. I don't have cable. So I get off work at 3:30 and I turn you guys on.
Now, if you want the best possible advice on money, stay tuned because Brent McDonald's going to tell us how to put that to good work for us. We appreciate
it. Yeah, baby. Appreciate it.
You are awesome, Adam. Thank you.
Have a good one.
That's great. And just preceding Brent, we have a millennial moment.
We're rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one in Prattville. That's on East Main Street at Jeanette. We also have one in Montgomery. It's on Taylor Road, northbound, just before the Atlanta Highway. So look out if you're headed towards the Atlanta Highway from East Chase. Once you get out on the Atlanta Highway, look out because it's really busy from Taylor Road out to Eastdale Mall. You get a little bit of a break, and then all of a sudden, you're going to encounter the traffic coming out of downtown. It's real busy at the Atlanta Highway and Ann Street Federal Drive area. Madison Avenue is also packed. We don't see any trouble for you on the interstates, but expect to slow down when you get towards the I-85, I-65 interchange if you're headed south on I-85. Look out for the traffic around you and let's get home safely this afternoon. It's the Invitation to Lexus Sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the Tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. State troopers say 21-year-old Tara Sin of Ayrton was killed when her car crashed into a tree on U.S. Highway 231 near the intersection of County Road 3310. The wreck happened early yesterday morning. State troopers are continuing to investigate. Changes coming to Hyundai. The trade publication Automotive News says cars will be designed using virtual 3D instead of old clay models. That will allow designers around the globe to work together on the same car. The redesigned 2020 Sonata, which will be made in Montgomery, is an example of this change. The nonprofit agency Leadership Montgomery has completely refurbished an aging and dilapidated workroom for teachers at Capitol Heights Middle School. Fresh paint replaced peeling paint on walls, and wood floors were refinished after removing stained carpet and cracked tile. The lounge has also been reconfigured to provide more space, and a new work table was purchased. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a cool forecast for the next few nights. Definitely jacket weather. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers, especially late tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, cloudy early, then it becomes mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s, down to 43 tomorrow night. We'll be back in the middle 70s Wednesday, the pick of the litter, best day of the week, and then scattered showers and thunderstorms returning on Thursday. The pollen count very high for now, and then medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
I think I'm going to start growing my own food, like in a garden. It's a lot healthier for you. I mean, if you think about it, the pilgrims didn't have high cholesterol or heart disease.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
514, brand new issue of Boom Magazine is out. For those of you who went through the radio and magazine story of my daughter's wedding, I would like you to read it. I'm not going to post it. I want those of you who gave your hearts and souls to help those kids out and to read what I say. It's a year later, and the result was just not what we expected. It's what you do with a setback that matters. And that's why a year later, I'm even more proud of my daughter for different reasons. She was the most beautiful girl I ever saw last April 7th. I felt like the luckiest SOB on the planet to walk her down that aisle. And a year later, I'm seeing another side of her that makes me feel even better. In the middle of what ended up being a crushing, emotionally disemboweling experience for all of us. You accept somebody in your family and they betray her, they betrayed all of us. He betrayed all of us. Now, I don't mention him and I don't get into blaming him or any of that. There's two sides to every story, too, so I don't know. I just know how she handled it. And it was not easy. So if you get a moment, go to riverregionboom.com and check it out, along with the column by this man, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, and a big to you, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate that. I really do. What an incredible run. Obviously, Auburn is sort of, they are the Cinderella team, right?
Yes. I mean, look, knocking off Kentucky and North Carolina, I mean, legendary programs. You can't say enough about it. We got a big Duncan and Son predict-a-thon going on Facebook. We started that today. And I'm not really a big, I have no basketball knowledge whatsoever. All I know is that that game yesterday really showed me a team with metal and not accept, hey, we're all the 10, 11 points down early. We can still come back and win this. And they did it in overtime. They ruled overtime. Just an amazing thing to see. So I'm hoping to see them, that we will be talking about the finals a week from tonight.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. And what an incredible experience. You know, I was with my father, as we discussed last week, and you talk about a special time with the old man.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
We had the best time, and wow.
I was thinking about you when they won the game. That's why I texted you like 5 seconds later.
I know.
Say, hey, man, War Damn Eagle, that was amazing.
Yeah, it really, really was. And it was so special in the arena, you know, especially, you know, like during TV timeouts and things like that, the way that the Auburn people were really, really cheering for the team and had their back. And man, I'm telling you, when Chuma Okeke, I don't know if you've heard that story, but, you know, he was in his hotel room with a torn ACL, most valuable player on the team, and he wanted to be with his team, so he texted, I think it was a family member or a friend who was there. They talked to a police officer because he couldn't figure out how to get there because of his condition and wheelchair and all that. So the Kansas City Police Department arranged to bring him to the game. Police escort, the whole deal, and he comes in that arena. And the entire arena exploded, you know, chanting his name.
Wow.
It was something else. It really was. A great, great experience, and we'll see what they can do in Minneapolis. You know, I choose to believe they're going to go all the way and shock everyone.
Why they can't. Why can't they? Look at who they've knocked off. You think they're afraid of anybody? One other thing that nobody's touched on, but I would like to see this incorporated into the Auburn story. This is 3 weeks after a horrible weather event took lives, and you know, you just had the president flying into Auburn to survey the damage. And while that's not going to rebuild anybody's house or bring anybody back from the dead, the idea that they could give them something to feel good about is really cool. You know, if somebody had the foresight to dedicate these next games to Beauregard, you know, in that area, which is part of the Auburn community.
It's a great idea. I've heard it sort of being talked about a little bit, and I would not be surprised if we didn't see something like that. I really would. You know, it's a special community. I mean, I know people sometimes roll their eyes, but for people who've been Auburn fans all their lives, it is a really close-knit type family. It's unexplainable, and that local community has really rallied around the Beauregard folks, and I know the basketball team did. So it is. It's a special time, a special moment, and I'm sure it is bringing a lot of enjoyment to the people who were affected. So we'll see.
In the meantime, how nice to look. I mean, I looked at the market numbers before we were off the air this morning, and the Dow was already up a couple of hundred points, and it held. Are we looking at some good news here?
Well, it's interesting. If you look at 2017, you know, interest rates were still at bay. Inflation was at bay. You know, the economy was humming along. You had a lot of wonderful things that were going on, you know, and a lot of talk about deregulation, and we were going to fix trade and all of this. And then 2018 was the year where we had runaway interest rate hike, an aggressive runoff campaign of the Fed's balance sheet that started to really shock the whole world and, you know, the U.S. It affected prices of assets and certainly financial assets and financial instruments. And now 2019 seems to be the exact opposite of 18. So the Fed is out of the way. This trade deal is about to get done. You know, the market is now sending another clear message, and that is the runway is clear. the runway is open for business, and you're seeing it show up in all the key companies that you would expect to see this. Companies who are large U.S. multinational industrial manufacturers are ripping higher. That's a clear signal that the market believes the trade deal is about to get done. You see these tech names doing really well. I think if you look now from the end of 2017 to where we are today, a lot of volatility in between that great year of 17, you know, and where we are now. And now we're just sort of beginning to resume where we ended 17. And this is, we talked a lot about this last year, how, you know, we had to go through this pain in order to get things right for the next 20, 30 years in terms of trade.
Mm-hmm.
This was critical. Trump took it on head on. And yes, it created a lot of anxiety and a lot of uncertainty. I think what the Fed did probably started slowing some things down and did impact, you know, the fairly large global economies because of what happened with the dollar. That's beginning to change. And, you know, it's all happening against a weak backdrop overseas. So that'll tell you something. Again, remember what I've always said. The market discounts what's coming, not what has already happened. You know what I mean? So for us to be reaching all-time highs and looking like we're on the verge of possibly breaking out of this, that's very positive, very encouraging sign. And you see it being confirmed with all the various data. It's in the bond markets, credit markets, all the equity markets. So I think we're beginning to sort of pull out of this malaise, you know, if you will. And I think this year's going to wind up being a pretty good year.
Well, I sure like seeing, you know, not just over 26,000, but well past it today and heading in the right direction. Let's hope it continues. We just had a really, who's that young man that called, was that?
Adam.
Adam,
yeah.
And I loved it because we had a nice conversation about some great movies, including one called The Highwaymen on Netflix, which is about the guys that caught Bonnie and Clyde. And I said, well, thanks for listening. Stay tuned because Brant McDonald is coming on. And he'll tell you how to properly use your money. And he said,
yeah, baby.
a wise 23-year-old. And I was really flattered for the call and for his good words today. And the reality is, friends, what are you doing about the future? You can't change the past, but you can prepare for the future. But yeah, that sounded smarter than I deserve. Brant's the guy that can help show you the way, if you will. And just give him a call at 387-0094. Make an appointment to sit down and put it all on the table. Whether you're interested in investing and planning for retirement and other events in life, whatever your concerns are, he is ready to help you with them at that number, 387-0094. It's just a chance to sit down and chat and get a plan started for your financial future. That's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094. All right, Brant, great to hear from you, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully my voice will be healed up.
By the way, at riverregionboom.com, you'll see Brant's column for April. And we've got to get you booked into a Tuesday one of these days, too.
I know. It's been a little while, hasn't it? It really has.
Yeah, well, I mean, time's getting, buddy. We're in the second quarter of the year now. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, crazy.
We will talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Likewise, and welcome back.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
What is going on with women around the world that they're buying into this? We're all going to die. The world's going to end in 10 years. These naked chicks in Parliament in England today showing their boobs and butts to draw attention to eco-collapse and Ultimate Justice Act. Now, let me tell you something. Your parents, I watched on the Smithsonian Channel, the story of the supersonic Concorde transport. And the first time it flew to America, the crackpots, the lefties, were all out at JFK saying, no Concorde, you're going to blow off the ozone layer because you fly so high, and we're all going to die. That's what you live for. That's what you want. We're all going to die. Well, we are at some point. But they were saying how, oh, the ozone layer is going to get burned apart by this single airplane. Walking down, and they look like the parents of the same a-holes that are doing this today. By the way, the ozone layer did heal itself. So you can't bitch about that anymore. And the Concorde had nothing to... You really think so much of yourselves and your little contribution carbon footprint that you're actually going to change the weather. Let me tell you something. If you really believe that, you should join this lady on a getaway.
Well, apparently Disney has banned it smoking from its parks starting on May 1st, officially making it the crappiest place on Earth. Hell, the one time I went to Disney, I broke my personal record for the most cigarettes ever smoked in a day. Screaming kids plus long lines equals chain smoking. I, for one, don't think Disney's got no right to rip a cigarette out of my mouth when I'm surrounded by brats and I need it the most. That's like feeding a juicy sirloin steak to a starving German shepherd and then ripping it away from it. It just ain't right. Disney ain't gonna stop me from firing up a menthol, though. Nope. I'm just gonna smoke on the rides where they can't stop me. Yep, I'm gonna be smoking on Splash Mountain and eshing in the teacups. They ain't taking my menthol magic out of the Magic Kingdom. No, ma'am.
And I remember, what's the Space Mountain? I remember smoking on that.
On Space Mountain?
Standing in line anywhere. Then they started restricting you to areas, and now they just do the complete ban. And I hope, you know what? F you, Disney.
Which wrestling fact, brother, Ric Flair, one of his nicknames for himself was Space Mountain.
That certainly added to the enjoyment of my telling that story. But yeah, I smoked on Space Mountain, and my cigarette fell out about halfway down. I was not expecting the rock and roll in that ride at all, but it was fun. But not if you can't smoke. Screw off, Disney, really. Make you screwed up Dumbo.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic rolling through the 5 o'clock hour with a big old mess for you on I-85. It's northbound between Bell and Taylor. Looks like about 7 cars involved. It's in the right-hand lane, so let's be careful there. Also in the downtown area, we have an accident at Lawrence and Adams Street. Also on Ann Street in front of the Pace car right next to I-85. Let's be careful out there. There's a lot of traffic. We do see a big crowd on the boulevard, and that's going to get worse around the Atlanta Highway and also around I-85, so be careful there. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery Expo 2019, April 4th and 5th, hosted by Trenum State. Over 2,800 8th graders will experience careers firsthand. Brought to you by Hyundai Power Transformers USA and the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For some it's grass.
For some it's coke.
For some it's powder.
For some it's smoke.
Everybody today is turning on. For some it's dust. For some it's weed.
For some it's acid. For some it's speed.
Everybody today is turning on.
Time was when if a fella felt depressed, he simply got it off his chest. On a preacher,
talking to his teacher,
coughing up a half a buck to see a double feature.
But now it's pills, and now it's pot, and now it's poppers, and God knows what. Sniff, sweet, pop, and your cares are gone. Everybody today is turning on.
The simple life it must have been, when smoke was Lucky's and I was gin. One pink lady and how it turned them on.
Trash, speed was swift, glue was pasted instead of sniffed. Coke and aspirin and wow, it turned them on. Those days, whenever folks were feeling low, they knew that they could get a glow. And chase away the vapor, laughing at the caper. Mutton Jeff forgotten in the Sunday Friday papers. But now it's, and down it goes, around your windpipe and up your nose. Sniff.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, we thank you for turning us on. We were just outside. I'm going to be your traffic reporter.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
If you're in that mess on I-85, the wreck is between Bell Road and Taylor. It involves 7 cars. Now, behind our building, it's very slow. It's moving. But that may get worse before it gets better. But 7 cars have to be cleared in a wreck. And by the way, I don't know nothing about building roads. But I do think, and I have no idea why. I know they're building two. I can't figure out how they're going to make the Taylor exit better. There's 2 new lanes coming in on the far right side. Next to those 2 lanes, some of which the asphalt's already been put down, is a concrete barrier. And the lane next to the concrete barrier is like 3 inches lower than the rest of 85. Fill that. Make it the same level as the rest of 85 while you're building those 2 new right lanes. I don't understand that. That's dangerous. No wonder there's so many damn accidents. But I will say this. It's the same problem everywhere. Go down to South Florida. They are now catching up to building roads that should have been done 20 years ago. And when they built the roads that made east-west access across South Florida better 20 years too late, they had to rebuild it again 10 years after the first project was done. Because we have no visionaries. We have no people in government. You know, you want to trust them with everything? Your health care and all that? God help you. But the inability, I mean, we got roads here. It's obvious that they took the old Civil War paths and just put pavement down when the car came along. And that's why you have absurdities like you got a left turn lane on Carter Hill Road to go by the country club that's about big enough for one sedan. Why do you do that? Why when 85 was coming through, why wasn't there more thought given to how people were going to exit on the Eastern Boulevard and Taylor Road, and that eventually those would become residential and shopping communities? But it was built like nothing's going to be here. And now that there is, you're adjusting to that. This is the problem in every city. It's worse in Florida. And in Chicago, they can't widen anything. They just repave everything every year. That's a joke. And they use crap materials to fix potholes because palms have to be greased. Nothing gets done in Chicago without bribes. They've estimated that the cost of getting political approval, if you will, because bribe is such an ugly term, is about 40% the cost of every single highway project or road project up there. And that's crazy. It is 5:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Rich's forecast at the moment. If you're stuck in that mess on 85 northbound, at least it's a nice day. How long will it last? Rich will tell us here in a second. I can tell you that a visionary, a man who knew that the Eastern Bypass was going to be the center of Montgomery at some point, his name is Dick McAdam. And he's the guy that said, you know what, we're going to build this big warehouse and fill it with wholesale carpeting, popular styles from all over the country. And it may be a bit out of the way at first, but eventually we're going to be the center of this activity. And boy, was he right. And here it is 50 years later, and Dick McAdam is still there to see what a wise decision he made, putting Georgia Floors Direct at 1965 Eastern Boulevard, now next to Ashley Home Furnishings, and still selling popular styles of flooring at a wholesale price. One of his best moves along the way was hiring Jeff Mallinson to build a staff to help people navigate all those choices, to welcome them, to find out what budget they're shopping and what they're looking to do, and showing them the choices they're going to have. And believe me, you have plenty at Georgia Floors Direct. So they have floored the River Region, literally, with not only the products they sell, but with the prices they sell them at, and the installations, by the way, which are done by people that they have cultivated over years and years who really know what they're doing. And that in itself is an amazing thing to watch, because I've had the privilege, because my floors came from Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard. They've got a nice Facebook page. Visit it. You'll see some of not only their latest offerings, but some creative ideas for your home as well. 538.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a cool forecast for the next few nights. Definitely jacket weather. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers, especially late tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, cloudy early. Then it becomes mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Down to 43 tomorrow night. We'll be back in the middle 70s Wednesday. The pick of the litter. Best day of the week. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms returning on Thursday. The pollen count very high for now. And then medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. State troopers say 21-year-old Tara Sin of Ayrton was killed when her car crashed into a tree on U.S. Highway 231 near the intersection of County Road 3310. The wreck happened early yesterday morning. State troopers are continuing to investigate. The nonprofit agency Leadership Montgomery has completely refurbished an aging and dilapidated workroom for teachers at Capitol Heights Middle School. Fresh paint replaced peeling paint on walls, and wood floors were refinished after removing stained carpet and cracked tile. The lounge has also been reconfigured to provide more space, and a new work table was purchased. Changes coming to Hyundai. The trade publication Automotive News says cars will be designed using virtual 3D instead of old clay models. That will allow designers around the globe to work together on the same car. The redesigned 2020 Sonata, which will be made in Montgomery, is an example of this change. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Thank you, Rusty. Sorry about that.
Excuse me!
Steve Martin when he used to be funny. All right, we got a major conniption going on 85 northbound. Let's go back to Jeff.
We are rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a lot of slow traffic on I-85 northbound. We have an accident between Bell Road and Taylor Road involving several vehicles, and that has traffic backing up almost into the downtown area at this point, so avoid I-85 northbound if you can. I-85 southbound is also really crowded in the downtown area as you head towards the interchange. And up on I-65, we have a big jam up around the Northern Boulevard in I-65 north, so watch out there. The boulevard's rolling along pretty well, mostly stop and go at the traffic lights until you get around I-85. Due to the traffic backing up on I-85 northbound, there's a big crowd around the boulevard and I-85, people trying to get on the interstate, and it's too crowded to do that. Let's be careful this afternoon, see if we can get home in one piece. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza, Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On April 1st, 1973, the world welcomed little baby Rachel Maddow. When she entered this world, the doctor made an amazing prediction about the future liberal cable news host.
If you think she's crying now, wait until Trump is elected.
Rachel Maddow, a star is born.
A mental patient with a talk show. I guess some people think that about me, though, so I say... Did you see this from Montgomery City Crime or Montgomery Watch Uncut? MPD has a new device called the Cyclops. Now, this is April Fool's Day, so let's keep that in mind. Texting drivers beware. This is Bexar County. Why is it on Montgomery? April Fool's. Yeah, see?
Can't trust anything on this day.
Hey, but at least
he fell for the pickle thing.
I fell for the pickle thing, but we all fell for it.
I didn't fall for it. As soon as I saw it, I was like, that's a joke.
I fell for it.
Adorable.
Rich did. Emily. Jay. Wow, that just looks... it was a well-done photo of a McPickle.
How early in the morning was this?
7:10.
Okay, so it's still early. You're used to being up at that time.
Yeah. No, because we were talking about April Fool's all morning long, and then we get totally sucked in. Randall!
Hey, fellas. Great to hear you talk about the infrastructure, the highways, how it looks and how it was when they designed it. It feels to me that as we learn more and more about the deep state and da-da-da, but it looks to me as the money was cut off. You know, you look at Detroit, how the money just got cut off at the neck, and how it come. I think our whole country was headed that way. I that's the way we was moving. They was wanting the destruction of America, and they was getting it. I mean, I don't think they would. They wouldn't care if the interstates, fell in. Down the road. I think that was the whole point, to get everybody where they needed the government and living on a check and. And the infrastructure, we wouldn't need none because we wouldn't have four cars, before it's over with. I mean, we was just headed for Venezuela. I mean, I think that's where we was headed. And I ain't saying that 20 years, stuff don't change and go back the other direction, but thank goodness for Trump. But it just seems like the brakes have been put on money. I mean, there was companies, look at Wadsworth, that's been in Montgomery, held that down for years and years. I mean, that company was there in Montgomery forever. They went out of business. I mean, this company's here. I mean, that was one big one. But, I mean, when you got companies dropping out like there wasn't no businesses going on, no houses being built. I'm glad it's going back up. But I think infrastructure is like it is because they was wanting to destroy America. And now we can fix it and get on about our way. Now, I don't know what that design is with that curve when you're coming off 65 on 85, but. Anyway, I just thought that's how it kind of looks to me these days, man, from the outside looking in.
I believe there is great merit to that. I mean, if you look, what's the difference in, well, there is, but in terms of appearance, big chunks of Detroit, big chunks of Chicago, that are just beaten down, desperate-looking areas. And unfortunately, I always used to say this, instead of giving people money, give them a bucket of paint. Get them some wood or bricks or whatever they need so they can make their homes look nice. But they weren't interested in that. My first wife was a teacher, and she was teaching, she taught kindergarten, and she was in, you know, when you're a new public Chicago school teacher, guess what? They send you to the worst. And they were talking about pets, and she didn't understand what the kids were saying, but about three different kids played with rats in their houses because they were so used to it. Can you imagine that? These are, we're talking about first and second grade kids. She didn't understand at first, rat. I got a rat.
Hmm.
And then she figured out what was going on. And
well, that's just sad.
Yeah, to be used to that. And that, I just think, anyway.
You know, brother, it's worse, Randall, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. All the and every one of these cities is run by, guess what? A freaking Democrat. They're not interested in improving jack squat. Then Trump comes along and ruins their plans. No wonder they're all going nuts. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Like Rahm Emanuel. Hey, work on your city, dickhead. Instead of blaming Jussie Smollett on Trump. Jussie Smollett's not responsible for his own actions now. Is that what you're saying? You're a goofball. You are mentally deranged. That's sickening that they dropped those charges, and that is not going away. On one side, you've got police who want equal justice, not privilege. That's what Jussie Smollett walked on, was the privilege of friendship with Barack and Michelle Obama. Anybody else that pulled that crap would have paid. So, okay, this is all they do is keep restoking fires that should have been put out long ago because, in my opinion, the vast majority of people in this country just want to get along. They don't want to get drawn into these race wars and ethnic wars and being called names every single time they don't goose step to the left mentality. And now, thanks to the Mueller report, the great religion, this was the second coming. This is the next Moses. Mueller coming down from the mountaintop with all the information they would need to impeach Trump.
Rob.
Tell me otherwise.
Rob.
What?
Rob. It was just wrong. The second coming, it wasn't coming.
No, and it didn't. So now what's everybody going to do? Now they got to spank their monkeys in private.
Well, they'll find something else.
Doing it in front of Rachel Madcow doesn't work because she's got that silly, twisted face all...
They'll find something else.
Now they want his taxes. Based on what? Why do they want his taxes? Can they just do that?
It's tradition.
The IRS, I'm sure, looks very carefully. Sean Hannity says he gets audited every year.
Right.
Most rich people do. And let me tell you something else. During the Obama years with the IRS playing the games they did with conservative groups and all that, do you think that they overlooked Donald Trump or anybody else? So they just want this is Pencilneck, this is Maxine Waters, and that frickin', she could shut Big Ben down in the middle of a chime.
Well, I mean, the taxes thing is just to hit him as a billionaire. Like, oh, here's how much he paid. Here's the percent he paid. And look at him. He's got billions of dollars.
That's the next McDonald's sandwich they should make, the McPickle Puss.
Yeah.
A bun with Maxine's face in the middle of it. I've never seen anybody with more built-in anger, hate, ugliness. Sorry. That's just who she is. And she hates this country. I can't listen to it. Do we have anything from her in the system?
Oh, please, God, no.
No.
I'm about to start my show here.
I know.
Please don't play. Not today.
Nah. Hey, you know what we haven't done this afternoon, Joey?
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
We haven't looked at the baseball score.
We got to keep on top of it. I mean, with March Madness and WrestleMania coming up, it's easy to forget about the Sport of Kings baseball. Yeah.
I think that's horse racing.
Nah.
Hey, the Indians have come back and tied up the White Sox. It's 4-4 after 8 in a very cold Cleveland.
Looks like we're going for extra innings. Unless somebody's a hero in the ninth.
And this afternoon, the Cardinals came back and they beat the Pirates in Pittsburgh on their opening day, 6-5.
I think the Pirates will have their vengeance.
By the way,
some point.
Did you see over the weekend Bryce Harper in that second game in Philadelphia, you know, with the $330 million and smokes a 465-foot home
That's
run?
That's why they pay him the big bucks.
And he did it again last night on the national TV.
You know, I got a feeling a lot of fellas at the ball game ended up getting lucky that night. Nothing like a long ball to get the lady all hot and bothered.
Well, baseball ran a promotion. Chicks dig the long ball.
Oh, yeah.
They sure do. You see, I put the story about the goofy British, pardon my French here, the goofy British broads. Well, that's what they are. Stripping down.
Those broads over there.
Put on a big TNA show in front of Parliament to save the planet by showing their asses.
Did you watch the video?
I haven't had time yet.
So you looked at the pictures?
Well, the picture's there. You go to my Facebook.
Like they don't have any clothes on?
Pretty much.
Well, I'll have to do some research.
Yeah. And they think they're demented enough to think that they're going to change the weather. They're going to change. I told you about the Concord show.
Right.
Watch that the next time if that's coming up in Smithsonian, so we could tell people about it. Because
it wasn't on the schedule when I looked earlier.
No, it was on yesterday.
Right. It'll be a few days then.
You've got to watch the show at 7.
Why do I even tell you the Smithsonian TV schedule? You know it already by heart.
What's it tonight? It's a hidden American...
Yeah, the thing on the Pearl Harbor spies and how our government, including Hoover, knew more than they probably let on. It wasn't a complete surprise.
But a lot of the stuff in there is newly discovered. And it's always been questioned whether Roosevelt allowed that attack to happen because he knew it was the only way Americans would be angry enough to drop the isolation.
Well, I mean, I think the oil embargo on the Empire of Japan, you know, he knew what he was doing, kicking that anthill.
Yeah. Yeah, because, those ants came, the fire ants came flying out.
Well, and it's amazing how it does come down to the Battle of Midway, and we got...
Lucky.
Lucky.
But still amazing.
Yeah. And I say we, I mean, I'm barely even... 30.
I don't remember the Battle of Midway. I've studied it.
Right.
I wasn't around during the war. I was around for years after.
Say you were. How? Don't be so sensitive, you snowflake.
What's happening on the Joey Clark Radio Hour?
Troy and I are just going to have some fun. It is the week of WrestleMania, brother. But I also have some controversies going on at the University of Notre Dame. It's very controversial and also kind of hot at the same time, so we're definitely going to talk about that, Troy. And, I mean, there's another ridiculous thing. We'll get into it. We'll talk. We'll see what's going on. It's the month of entertainment glory. So much going on this month. WrestleMania this weekend. Auburn's in the Final Four this weekend.
What's the name of that show?
Game of Thrones is about to start.
I know. What's the name of the show?
Avengers Infinity. The name of the show on the Smithsonian Channel. Yeah. This is why I have the schedule bookmarked. 1 second. It takes the computer some time to load.
On Hidden Stories, is it?
America's Hidden Stories, Pearl Harbor Spies. And then at 8 p.m., America's Hidden Stories, CIA Cyber Attack. About the gas pipeline explosion in 1982 in Russia. Was it a cyber attack by Ronald Reagan? Then Europe in chaos, Brexit, Europe in chaos, migration crisis.
Yeah.
Some hard-hitting stuff here on the Smithsonian Channel. Is this what you boomers like, really? Thought you were into Nazi documentaries.
I do have The Hunt for the Nazi Gold on DVR.
Really? Yeah, you're saving up that hard drive space? Have they found it yet? The Nazi gold?
I didn't watch it yet. It's still on my DVR. When I learn, I'll tell you. Just like the Concorde.
Oh, so you haven't watched one episode?
I've watched it, but not that
have
one.
Have they found any gold thus far?
Well, did you see the movie, what was it, with John Goldman? Not Goldman. That's...
John Goodman?
Yeah.
It's a Jewish John Goodman.
All right. I am taking up valuable time from your show here by discussing.
No, it's so valuable. It's always a must-listen appointment radio, if I say so humbly.
Yes.
Yeah.
It very much is. If your car is in a wreck, if you're one of the seven that got tangled up out there on 85, after the police have gone and they filled out the reports and you called your insurance company telling them you want your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body because you want it done by people that you can trust for thorough, I mean, they get underneath, they look for damage that is not visible. In the old days in the car business, they'd know that was there. And the insurance company would pay to have it fixed, but some people said, who's going to know? So they pocketed the money. It is not in the Turner family DNA to behave that way. And they literally compelled the rest of the businesses to change. But they've earned that reputation. They've also earned the opportunity to fix your car, make it look as good as new, maybe better. 2-7 Rec with a W. 30 years of experience with Donnie and his son, Brandon. Great business, great reputation. MPB on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. 2-7 Rec. Rec is spelled with a W. Same way Balaki spells it.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic edging up closer to the 6 o'clock hour, and boy, we still have a mess on I-85 northbound. There's an accident between Bell Road and Taylor Road, maybe even more than one accident, but there's several vehicles involved. That accident has traffic backing up past Perry Hill Road almost to Ann Street, so once you cross Ann Street, back it down just a little bit. It's real crowded out there and slow. I-65 is back to a speed limit ride, except for a little slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. Look out when you get to there. And the Boulevard is really busy, especially around the Troy Highway, and it's almost impossible to get on I-85. 85 northbound at the Boulevard, so if you want to try to work your way around that would be a good idea. The Atlanta Highway is building up pretty quickly as people are trying to avoid I-85, so look out between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road there. Let's be careful and see if we can get home safely this afternoon. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a Boston report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
Hey, look-